shining like bright starlight. That's the way every girl wants her hair to be, soft and shining. And that's the way yours will be when you use Stitch's new cream shampoo. Because Stitch's cream shampoo is made with not one, but two beneficial beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil to bring out those sparkling highlights. And girls, you'll find Stitch's cream shampoo delightfully easy to use. Just a small dab puts up into heaps of lather to thoroughly cleanse your hair and scalp. Then to rinse, just a swish of plain water and every bubble of suds is gone. Your hair is softer, shinier than ever before. Looks as though it has been brushed and brushed and brushed. Stitch's new cream shampoo is thrifty too. Yes, compare the size of the jar. Compare its low cost and buy it at drug toilet good counters. Remember, Stitch cream shampoo means softer, shinier hair for you.
W. Stitch Company, makers of Stitch Shampoo, presents the Stitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Early in the week, Phil Harris and his band were asked to play at a Glendale High School dance, which is being held tonight. Due to previous commitments, Phil had to turn it down. However, after being besieged with telegrams, phone calls, and letters from the student body, he decided to accept. As we look in, we find Phil discussing it with Alice.
Oh, I'm glad you changed your mind and decided to play at Glendale High tonight, Phil.
Well, I had to, honey. Getting all those letters and phone calls and telegrams from the students made it mandatory.
What was that last word?
Mandatory. What's the matter? Is it a little too tricky for you to handle?
I'm surprised you could handle it. Phil, what does it mean?
Look, I pronounced it. Let's not toy with it. No, but honest, I'm very proud of myself. Those kids could have had any great band in the country, but they insisted on mine. It had to be Phil Harris and his band.
But why? If they had their choice of all the great orchestras, why do they want Phil Harris and his band?
Why do they want Phil Harris and his band?
I asked you first.
Look, honey, it's obvious why they wanted me. I appeal to the teenagers. Well, gee whiz, honey, they idolize me. They worship me. Them kids have got me up on a pedicure.
I can't understand why the teenagers have suddenly taken to you.
Well, I don't know, but they have. They're nuts about me. Gee whiz, honey, I can just see those kids crowding around me on the bandstand tonight, yelling.
Good morning, Philip.
Alice, I told you not to take the screens down so early. Little things are creeping into the house.
Hello, William. I didn't hear you come in.
Hello, Annette. Philip, what's this I hear about your playing at the Glendale High School tonight?
Yes, sir. That's right, Willie. The kids had their pick of bands, and they insisted on me.
If they had their choice of orchestras, why didn't they select someone famous like Benjamin Goodman? Thomas Dorsey.
Are you by chance related to Rudolph Valet?
Oh, I guess the kids want Phil because he's so versatile. After all, he's a musician, comedian, and a singer.
Oh, can he sing?
Can he sing?
Can I sing?
Doesn't anybody know?
Look, red ink, will you lie dead a minute? Then again, maybe they want me because I'm so young and, good-looking.
I doubt if that did, because I don't think you're either young or good-looking. As a matter of fact, I detect a few wrinkles in your face.
Them ain't wrinkles. It's just that my face has so much good looks it overlaps. No kidding. Those kids probably think of me as well as someone their own age.
Oh, listen to little Roddy McCarris here.
No, I mean it's true. Now, I may be a little older than them in years, but I'm young in spirit. I seem to have that certain pixie quality.
Oh, no. Now I've seen everything. Peter Pan with a ham hock.
No, you're just jealous because the kids didn't ask you to the dance. And you're burned up because I got all that fan mail from the teenagers, and most of your fan mail comes from older men.
Well, I can't help it if I appeal to the older men.
You know, honey, sometimes I wish I were a little older so I could have seen you in your prime.
Cut that out, Phil.
Oh, now, don't be so sensitive. I was only kidding you. You know something, baby? I think that... Uh-oh. There's the doorbell. I'll get it. Oh, hiya, Julius. Say, I'm flattered that you kids at Glendale High picked me and my band to play at your dance tonight. Hey, you really wanted me, huh?
Oh, sure. You see, we was discussing the 10 best bands in the country. We had $40 to spend, so we decided to put it to a vote.
Yeah?
You were voted the one most likely to accept.
Now, wait a minute, kid. I don't want to
I want to know. Oh, hello, Julius.
Say, gee, you look beautiful. Whenever I see you, the blood starts pounding in my head. My heart goes thumpity-thump, and my stomach goes flippity-flop, flippity-flop.
Noisy little inside, hasn't it?
Why, Phil, at least I appeal to one teenager.
You certainly do, McFay. That's why I'm here. I've come to ask you to go to the dance tonight.
You want me to go to your dance, Julia?
Certainly.
You see, Phil, and you thought I didn't appeal to the teenagers. You kids really want me there, Julius?
Of course, Miss Fay. We wouldn't think of asking anyone else but you to be our chaperone.
Chaperone?
Oh, get out your shawl and knitting, Mother Harris. You're chaperoning tonight.
Ah, oh, please say you'll come and say, please.
Oh, all right. I suppose so. A chaperone yet.
You'll enjoy yourself, Miss Fay.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I might even get to dance if my gout doesn't start to acting up.
Well, that's settled. I shall call for you at 7 and drive you over in my car.
Oh, don't bother, Sonny. I'll just get in the wheelchair and put myself down.
I'll see you at 7. Farewell, soulmate.
Chaperone. Oh, well, if I'm going to that dance tonight, I've got a lot of things to do. Put my hair up, manicure my nails.
Yeah, and don't forget to take your vitamin pills, Ma. You might have to stay up as late as 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, gee, poor Alice. Maybe I shouldn't kid her so much. She'll have a good time. Hey, gee, I'm anxious to play that dance myself because I got a tune those kids are going to love. Yes, sir. It'll really send them when I give out with... Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. Good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me.
Look, there's Daniel from the lion. There's Daniel from the lion. What's up, Daniel? Where's the lion? He can start in 17.
Well, it was that old-time religion. Yes, that old-time religion. Oh, that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me.
It helps Daniel with the lion. It helps him set him free.
Well, if it was good enough for Daniel, then it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. That old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
I'll be listening for Gabriel. Listening for Gabriel. I'll be listening for Gabriel. To blow on just one day.
What's up, David, with the lion? Help David play the lion. What's up, David, with the lion? What's it said in Greek?
Well, it was that old-time religion. That old-time religion. That old-time religion. That is good enough for me.
It helped David with the lion. It helped him set him free.
Well, if it's good enough for David, then it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. That old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Now, what rescued Barbadona? What rescued Barbadona? What was it save Ozona from the belly of the whale?
It was that old-time religion. Religion, old-time religion. Religion, old-time religion. It never knows to fail.
It helped Ozona win the whale. Yeah!
Well, if it's good enough for Joni, then it's good enough for me.
Right.
Give me that old-time religion, it's old-time religion. That old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, 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 religion. Give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
Thank you.
Phil. It's almost 7. Judith will be here any minute for me. You going to ride over to Glendale High with us?
No, thanks. 3 of us in your wheelchair might make it a little crowded.
Now, Phil, if you don't cut that out...
All right. I'm only trying to have a few laughs, honey. I'm only kidding. Hey, Frankie's going to pick me up. Don't worry.
Oh, that must be Judith. Well, here I go.
Yeah, I'll walk outside with you and wait for Frankie.
Hello, Julius.
Gee, Miss Fay, you look dazzling.
Thank you, Julius. You look very nice yourself. This is the first time I've ever seen you in a tuxedo. That is a tuxedo, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my father's.
Hey, it's all creased and rumpled. How come?
It was too big for me in the house. It's in the bathtub till it shrunk to my size.
Who is this young man, Julius?
Oh, this is my pal, Jimmy Daniels. Jimmy, I want you to meet Alice Clay.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, I think you're very cute, Jimmy. How old are you?
I'm...
You sure don't look it. What's the matter, kid? Are your woolly tickling you?
Well, if we're ready, let's go, Judith. Oh, by the way, what have you got in that box?
It's something we brung for you, Miss Fay.
Yeah, it's for you. It's an orchid.
He talks.
What a beautiful orchid. Phil, why don't you buy me flowers like this once in a while? Isn't it gorgeous?
I don't know. Looks kind of wilted to me.
Oh, that's your sister's fault. She wasn't very careful when she wore it last Saturday.
Your sister wore it already?
Oh, I don't know, and I think it's lovely, and I'll keep it all wet.
Oh, no, you don't. We're going to use it again next week.
Yeah, we figure if we keep it in water, it'll last for one more day.
Why don't you have it embalmed? It may last all season.
Shall we go, fair one? My car awaits without... You're going to like it. It's a keen hot rod.
Oh, this I got to see. Hey, come on, Alice. I'll walk out with you.
Oh, I think it's awfully sweet of you boys to bring me a corsage and call for me and go... Oh, Phil, did you do that?
Do what?
I asked you to carry the tin cans out front, but did you have to throw them in that untidy pile in the gutter?
Miss Fay, that untidy pile is my car!
Sorry, Judith. I think it's a lovely car.
Yeah, it's a convertible.
Converted from what? Julius, did you buy this car?
Nah, I made it. I thought I threw it together myself.
Your aim wasn't very good, was it?
Wait, Mr. Harris. Let's go, Miss Fay. Just climb in over the side.
Wait a minute. Will you climb in over the side? What's the matter with you? My wife ain't going to climb in. Here, I'll open the door for you, honey.
Thank you, Phil.
Well, if you're ready, here we go. Contact!
So long, Alice.
Goodbye.
Man, what a car. Hey, Julius, come back here. I still got your door in my hand. I don't like the idea of Julius having his arm around Alice. After all, she's
my... Hi, Shirley.
Oh, hello, Frankie. I didn't hear you drive up.
No wonder that cement mixer that just pulled out was making too much racket.
What do you got in your hand, Curly? Oh, nothing. It's just a car door.
This may seem like a stupid question, Curly, but what are you standing there with a car door in your hand?
I didn't realize I was still home. But, do I look silly?
No. You look like a guy who just said follow that cab and forgot to get in. What's the matter, Curly? You look a little worried.
Worried? No, not really. Alice just drove off to the dance with a couple of high school boys, and one of them had his arm around her, and I was just thinking, oh, it's kind of silly me to worry about Alice and those kids, though, isn't it, Frankie?
I don't know.
Well,
wife who was so much younger than I was, I'd worry too.
Stop trying to make me jealous, son.
All right, have it your way, but you shouldn't have let Alice drive off in a car with two good-looking high school boys.
You know what that could lead to? What? Pasadena, if they're going that way. Look, no wisecracks. Now, look, this is business. Let's get over to the high school because I want to talk to the boys in the band before the dance starts and try to tell them how to act. Now, none of you guys has ever been in a high school before.
I resent that, Curly. I went to high school. I spent 8 very happy years at Hollywood High. 8 years? You're supposed to go only 4 years. They picked up my options. Come on, let's go, Curly. I called you guys together here in the gymnasium a little early because I want to warn you about how to act in front of the students and the faculty. Oh, do tell us how to act, maestro. Pray do. Now, remember, this is a high school, and I don't want you guys to be reading racing forms between numbers.
What's wrong with reading a racing form?
It ain't nice to do in front of kids. What's the matter with you anyway, Artie? You want to contribute to juvenile delinquency? Listen, bud, one more crack out of you and I'll slip a blonde wig on you and farm you out to Phil Spitalny. I don't know why I put up with that guy. I'd fire him in a minute if we hadn't gone through Yale together.
Hey, Wimley, what's eating Hotshot tonight?
He's sore because one of the high school kids has a date with his wife for the dance.
It's not a date. Alice is here as a chaperone.
What's that? What's a chaperone?
A chaperone is an older woman who goes along to see that a group of kids don't do anything that she wishes she was young enough to be able to get in on. Shut up. Now, one more thing before
hey,
we
Curly.
Get...
Here comes the kid.
Hey, look at Alice, surrounded by all them good-looking young guys.
Never mind. Hey, they are good-looking, ain't they?
Hey, Frankie, you take over the band. I'm going over to get the first dance with Alice.
I don't like the way she and the Julius are talking about.
You're a very nice boy, but I think you'd stop insisting, Julius. I can't dance with you. I'm here as a chaperone.
Miss Fay, I got a PL for you. You ain't here as a chaperone. You're here as my date.
Your date?
Yeah. I gave you that chaperone line because I knew that was the only way I could get you here.
Oh, Julius, you shouldn't have done that.
I had to, Miss Fay. You know how I feel about you. I think you're the most beautiful girl in the world. The most wonderful...
Oh, Julius, stop talking like that. It isn't right. Being a mother, I know if I had a son your age... Well, what I mean is... Does your mother understand how you feel about me?
No. Well, my old man does. All the fellas here think you're wonderful.
They do? You mean I appeal to the teenagers? They don't consider me old and decrepit?
Of course not. They think
you're... Alice. Hey, Alice. Oh, here you are.
Oh, hello, Pixie.
Oh, Alice, listen. Now, you shouldn't be mingling with the high school boys. You're a chaperone, and you're supposed to be sitting over there against the wall with those other old ladies.
Julius, are you going to allow this hired performer to talk to your date this way?
Certainly not. Back to the bandstand, flunky.
Dave, what are you talking about? You're nutty.
Julius, the music is about to start. Dance, dance.
Now, look here, Alice.
Oh, band leader, will you please play a fast start to the next dance? And here's a dollar for your trouble. Toodaloo.
How do you like that? She gives me a dollar. A dollar. And her with all her cabbies.
Oh, thank you, Julius. I love this song. It's from that new Broadway show, High Button 2.
Don't hum it for me. Sing it.
with me, please dance with me. Take a dance with me and dance with me tonight.
And when you whirl me round and round, we'll go
right off the ground.
Up we'll go
around and round,
yes, we'll go. And when we hear the drum,
we'll both be gliding high up to the sky.
I love the polka pop.
Well, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me.
Will
you dance with me?
And Papa, when you hold me
tight, oh, Papa, won't you dance with me? Not that he don't like to dance a bit, that's just the head of it.
He loves the way they play the polka.
Pa-pa-pa-pa.
Oh, won't you dance with me?
Please dance with me.
Oh, dance with me.
And daddy, when you
hold me
tight, oh, Papa, ain't the music grand? Could it be Phil Harris's band?
She not only dances with Julius with a dreamy expression on her face, she's got a thing to him yet. I'm going to get that second dance with her and put a stop to all of this.
Hey, Alice. Alice.
Oh, it's the band leader again.
Now, stop that. Now, Alice, I want this dance.
Well, you'll have to get in line. My next dance is with Jimmy here. Isn't it, Jimmy?
Laughing water's back again. Look, Alice, can I please have one dance, please?
I'm sorry, but all my dances are taken. The boys insisted. They said they've always wanted to dance with a movie star like me. Bye-bye.
Movie star. Fine movie star. She wasn't even called to Washington. Alice, look, this is the fifth dance coming up, and I insist that I have this one.
I'm sorry, but I'm dancing this one with Bruce. Aren't I, Bruce?
Yeah. Who is this old geezer, Miss Fay? Do you know him?
Yes, this old geezer and I are sort of related.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult your father.
Look, Alice, this is the 12th dance, and it happens to be the last one. Can I please have it?
Sorry, Phil, but I reserved it for little Johnny here.
This little kid? Oh, well, he's the smallest one yet. How old are you, Sonny?
I'm 13.
13, huh? In that case, I'm going to get something to demand this dance.
Look, Bob, I'm going to dance. That's my wife, and I'm going to dance with my wife, see? And you ain't going to stop me, see?
Oh, yeah? You try dancing with her, and I'll punch you right in the nose.
You do, and I'll sue you for assault and battery.
Okay, fellas, that's the last number. You can pack up now. Get lost. Thank goodness this dance is over. What a night. Sure glad it's over. Alice dancing with all those kids and embarrassing me. Oh, wait till I get her home.
Hey, Frankie, you seen Alice around?
Oh, yeah, Curly. She left a few minutes ago with Julia.
With Julia? She's supposed to go home with me.
Why, you're just her husband. Julius is her date.
Keep quiet.
Oh, wait till I get her home. I'll tell her a thing or two. Almost 12 o'clock and Alice ain't home yet. I wonder where she and Julius can be. I wonder if they could have run away to... Nah. There's such a difference in their ages. Julius is only 16 and Alice is... No, I better not say it.
Just the same, I don't like it, and I'm going to...
Oh, hello, Phil.
Don't hello me, you teenagers don't like you. Where are you and Julius then?
Stop for a drink.
A drink? You mean...
Yes, he had a chocolate soda and I had an orangeade.
Well, if you had an orangeade, how come there's chocolate on your lips? Answer that one. Go ahead, answer it. Answer it. Go ahead. Answer.
He gave me a sip of his soda.
Boy, if I could think that fast, there'd never be any arguments around it.
Well, stop acting like a child. It was all innocent fun, and I enjoyed dancing with those kids. Wasn't it cute of Julius to bring me that cassage?
The tired flower? I suppose so, but from now on, I'm the only one who's going to buy you corsages. Tomorrow, I'm going out and get you the biggest one I can find.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Phil. You're not really jealous of Julius, are you?
Nah. Just to prove it to you, I'll get him a present, too. I'll buy him a football.
You show him you're sorry for the way you acted?
That ain't it at all.
Well, why are you going to get him a football?
Because if he has a football, he'll learn to play football. And if he learns to play, he'll get on a team. And if he's on a team, he'll be in training. And if he's in training, he'll go to bed nights instead of going out with other men's wives and shut up. According to a recent survey made by Cosmopolitan magazine, 61.5% of those interviewed said their number one hair problem is dandruff. But you can lick this problem by using Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly each week. When you see how completely Fitch Shampoo removes dandruff with the first application, you'll be sure neither unsightly nor unseen dandruff is spoiling your personal appearance. Yes, folks, be free of all traces of dandruff with Fitch Shampoo. For Fitch is the one and only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. It's easy to use and leaves your scalp tingling with that grand clean feeling. Get economical Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo at drug counters or have professional applications at beauty or barbershop. Fitch spells F-I-T-C-H. And now here's Phil Harris with names of the car winners in our third Fitch contest, which ended October 25th. Hey, congratulations, Altoona, Pennsylvania. Yes, sir, old Altoona is the lucky number. The Fraser Manhattan sedan was won by Mr. A.G. Wheelot from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And congratulations, Mr. Wheelot. Now, the Kaiser sedan was won by Mrs. Charles G. Skilton from Cincinnati, Ohio. Congratulations, Mrs. Charles C. Skilton. Winners of other prizes being notified by mail, and to all of you, congratulations. Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet and directed by Paul Phillips. The part of Frankie was played by Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye appears with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with both lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil to bring out sparkling highlights. Try Fitch's cream shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.